after school signups? I want to get Jordy into chess on Wednesdays, but can't find where to register.
Armina Justice. Jennifer, registration closed last week. Email Mrs. Pegaroo to see if there's any room left. Jennifer Smythe.
How is it closed already? I never got a notification.
Armina Justice. Maybe check your spam folder? I definitely got a notification. Does anyone know when school picture day is? Hermenia's photos were horrendous last year. The wonky color correction made her blonde hair look orange, like a mini Donald Trump. Shudder. Smiley emoji. Caroline Press. It's on the 19th. They're using the same company this year. It's actually my company. Armina Justice.
OMG, I had no idea. I was only kidding. It was Hermenia's fault for being born with that hair, not the photographer's.
Kim Burns.
Hi, ladies. We're no longer at Atherton. We will miss everyone, but felt that Liam needed to be in a more structured environment. Dre, can you please take me off the chat?
Jessica Hilton.
Remember to save the date, October 3rd, for Kindergarten Mom's Night Out.
Valerie Gregg. Why aren't the dads on this chain? Dre Finlay.
Valerie, we had all the dads on the chain last year, but they never participated, so we felt it best not to inundate their WhatsApp messages.
Wink.
But if you'd like to include your husband, feel free to send me his info.
Valerie Gregg. I'm a lesbian. Kim Burns.
I'm still receiving these messages. Dre, can you take me off the chat?
Chapter 1. The first day of school. Belle Redness lived for the first day of Atherton drop-off. She loved getting back into the swing of her New York City life. She enjoyed the Hamptons, but by August, she was hot and bored and sick of the pool, the garden parties, and the bugs. Especially the bugs. This summer, they'd been dealing with a nightmarish infestation of lantern flies, inch-long monsters with spotted brown wings that laid shiny eggs all over her beautiful trees. They'd soar around her yard, creating a horrible biblical scene on her pristine East Hampton estate. She'd gotten used to the sensation of squashing them, hard, crushing their shells into the grass with her strappy sandals. For nearly the entirety of August, Belle had stopped entertaining, so distressed by the idea that her friends would notice the insect carcasses littering her lawn. Bugs, apparently, didn't care how much money you had. It was the worst thing about them, worse than the bites. So she'd been happy to get back to the city last week, away from the vermin plague, settling into their 4,000-square-foot floor-through penthouse on Leonard Street, their Tribeca gem, as Architectural Digest had put it. Belle and her husband Jeff had gutted the apartment over 2 years, living in the Greenwich Hotel with their daughter Hildy and their son Miles, while their architect and designer, a husband-husband duo who called themselves the Davids, went to town. In AD, Belle had described their time at the hotel as Hildy's Madeline in the City moment, which she thought was a charming way of putting it. In reality, all of them, particularly Belle, had nearly gone crazy, packed into a two-room suite with no kitchen and just 1.5 baths. But they'd survived. The apartment, after all that, turned out perfectly, exactly how Belle had imagined it. It opened with a gallery-style foyer, ideal for displaying their growing art collection, including pieces by Marilyn Minter and Jeff Koons. The entry led to a living library space, separated from the rest of the apartment with a sliding door, which the Davids had covered in bright purple felt. The project, which ended up costing $8 million, was funded entirely by Belle's father, the former CEO of J.P. Morgan, as was everything else in Belle's lucky life. Aesthetics were very important to Belle, who was a fashion designer. Well, she wasn't quite a designer yet. But soon, very soon. This morning, the first morning of school, Belle sat in her kitchen, sipping a latte that their